Alright, everybody. So, there's a football player named Ray Caruth. He got out of prison 2 days ago. He was a wide receiver for the Panthers. And so, basically, what happened, the reason that he was in prison, in 1999, he had one of his friends kill the mother of his unborn child because she wouldn't get an abortion. So, the mom died. But she was able to call 911 and name Ray Caruth, her baby daddy, basically. She died a little bit after, and the child actually survived. But the thing is, the child now, due to lack of oxygen before the doctors were able to pull him from his dead mother, due to lack of oxygen, he now has cerebral palsy as well as other brain damage instances. So basically, the child's messed up. And in 2000, I mean, the child would have been messed up anyway, just thinking about it. You think about him knowing what his dad did, got convicted of. So in 2000, he was convicted in of conspiracy to commit murder and was sentenced to 17 to 25 years, something like that. Well, that was in 2000. Now it's 2018, and he got out. Got out 2 days ago. And the freaking crazy thing about it is he wants custody, right? He wants custody and wants to have a relationship with the son. And the son has cerebral palsy and everything, so he doesn't really know any better. It's a pretty severe case. So I'm sure the son will probably be open to it, but that's ridiculous, man. Like, how you're gonna kill the mom? You wanted the mom to have an abortion, so you kill the mom. One, you're trying to kill the son, right? Get somebody else to do it. You're too cowardice to do it yourself. And now, when you get out of prison, you want to be in the child's life because you don't have to pay child support anymore. That's ridiculous. It's already been 18 years. You know, you don't have to pay child support after 18 years. But it's just disgusting, man. Like, who is this guy? Anyway, my thoughts, he should still be in jail. I feel like if it was proven, or he was convicted, right? He was convicted of conspiracy to commit murder, and the person actually was killed, and he caused this damage to the child, then he should still be in jail. He should have life in prison. But I don't know. The way the justice system works, it doesn't. I mean, in some cases it does, but it doesn't. It's just like a cookie cutter system. Anyways, let me know what you all think. Peace out. So apparently, somebody sent pipe bombs to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and CNN. Not sure if it was CNN headquarters or whatever, but yeah. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't Al Qaeda. I mean, I would think that if it was, or ISIS, or any other Middle Eastern group, then they probably would have sent it to both parties. So this is most likely a case of domestic terrorism, obviously, right? But I wonder how, like, Fox News is spinning it, because you know they're primarily against anything Hillary Clinton, especially Barack Obama, and CNN does, being that CNN is the kind of the antagonist of Fox News. So I'm just like, I wonder how Fox is spinning it, because they don't like any of the possible victims in this case. So I was just like, I don't know, maybe are they trying, I'm sure they'll like try to justify it, like say something like, oh, well, these people have caused so much, you know, turmoil in America, of course, you know, they're going to get some backlash, possibly physical, all right? Anything to justify your side or the actions of your side. But yeah, so I mean, it's not like the mail wasn't or isn't vented. All right, I'm sure every piece of mail sifted through, you know, is, you know, just going through by the Secret Service and bodyguards and whatnot, and especially the Clintons, but obviously Barack Obama, since, you know, the Secret Service still serves former presidents and whatnot. But I mean, it is what it is. So it's not like anything actually is probably going to get through. I'm sure every president has gotten some form of something that was possibly harmful to them as far as chemical warfare or, you know, bombs and the, you know, whatever. And I haven't heard of any president actually dying as of at least of recent years, like last 50 years. I haven't heard of any president dying from something they got in the mail, because that's like an obvious thing to do. You send it in, you, that's the first thing, because it can't be traced back. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure everything's sifted through, minus, you know, maybe Bill Clinton's porn collection that he gets on a monthly subscription. No, but I actually like Bill Clinton. Anyways, yeah, that's like a cowardly way to kill somebody, you think about it. Like, I mean, at least a sniper has his finger on the trigger and he's looking at you. He or she, you know, nowadays. But yeah, now you don't even know if the bomb's going to go off. You're just kind of wishing, kind of just hoping. You know, it's a high probability, high possibility, but you don't really know. And then you don't even get to see the person. You read about it in the news. No one knows it's you, so it's not about infamy, or I don't know, dude. Just think of all like the bombs that all the threats and the bombs that Donald Trump gets. But then again, now I think about it, you would think that Democrats are a little bit more level headed with, you know, their violence. Maybe that you would think that the liberals wouldn't be so quick to assume the role of, you know, presidential assassinator. But yeah. Anyways, it was an unfortunate situation, but at the same time, it's like, nothing's going to get through. You have to walk up and shoot the president, or shoot someone, like, that is that high a stature, you know, that high of stature a person, right? You're not going to get to him through the mail. That's lazy, you know. But yeah, man, most of the presidents that have been assassinated have been... The assassinators or would-be assassinators have been in the near vicinity. You think about Kennedy and Reagan, and, I don't know, especially Lincoln, if you want to go back that far, but yeah. So, that was crazy to hear about. What would have been crazier if one of the bombs actually went through, but and blew up. Like, you know, no one was home, but it just blew up. That I would have been interested in that, but... You know, this is like a non-news situation. Peace. So we got, finally someone won the lottery. And guess what? They're from South Carolina. Which is crazy. That racist-ass state. It was the whole freaking South. But I would have rather someone in the Midwest won it. But, they won over $1 billion. I mean, Jesus, over $1 billion. It was like 878 million after taxes or something like that, which is still super crazy. I'm just like, but still, South Carolina, like, give it to someone like me, right, that lives in California that can't afford a house because everything's overpriced, no matter how much you make here. But, yeah, so the store that sold the one winning lotto ticket, there was only one that matched all six numbers. There are a bunch that match five numbers, like 30-something. But only one, and he had the one that matched all six numbers. The store got like $50,000. But the owner said that he wants the man that won, that he sold it to spend it locally and do some good in the community. And I'm like, who asked you, dude? Be happy with your $50,000 that you got just for selling lottery tickets on top of all of the money from the lottery tickets that you already sold. And now you're telling me, like, how you want me to spend my money? Like, yeah, how are you going to spend that $50,000? Tell me that, right? You give all your $50,000 to the community and invest locally, then, and don't spend any on restocking or whatever, then I'll consider putting $50,000 to match it. But don't tell me how to spend my money, dude. That man has probably been, I don't know. So, like, it's always someone wanting to tell others what they should be doing with, whether it's money or, you know, you should have got this car. You should have got this. You should have got this. Like, dude, shut up. Let me do what I want to do with what I have. You know, if I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. It's pretty much simple like that. But it's like, this is why it's good that he can stay anonymous, because he doesn't have to hear that from so many people. Yeah, and he can stay anonymous. He never has to say his name, her name, whatever the case may be. I keep referring to it in the male vernacular, but yeah, it very well could be a female. It's just that males are more inclined to buy lottery tickets for some reason. I don't know why that is, but that's the statistics. But so I just assume no sexism here. But yeah, so it's like, it's good that he stays anonymous. And South Carolina is one of the few states that can allow that to happen. Most of the states make lottery winners actually identify themselves. And I'm like, why? Why would you do that? And then I started thinking, you know, corporations want to know who they are so they can target them. Real estate agencies want to know who they are so they can sell stuff to them. You know, politicians, so they can get donations, so they influence the state. Like, hey, all people that win lump sums of money, or probably not just win lump sums of money, but have lump sums of money, they have to identify themselves with the state. It's just so ridiculous. But luckily, South Carolina doesn't have that law. If it was me, I know everyone was like, if it was me, but if it was me, I definitely wouldn't say anything. I'd take the lump sum and just invest it. The majority of the money I'd invest, and like a quarter I keep. And I put in stocks, bonds, and everything. And no one would know it better except for the people that I'm investing with. And they better not say anything or else I'm suing. But yeah, that's crazy though. Huge win for that guy or girl. Shout out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.